Okay, I'm going to try and stick with the sermon because I don't want her to get lost, because then I'll get lost and we'll all be lost. So I have been in Ezekiel for several days. As part of my goal to read the whole Bible every year. As I read about Egypt in Ezekiel
31 through 19,
it brought a number of questions to my mind. I understand the judgment on Judah and Jerusalem. For breaking covenant with their God. But why is Egypt being judged? Since they are just living out their pagan lifestyle. Why is so much scripture aimed at this situation? We have Ezekiel 29, 30, 31, 32, plus several passages in other Old Testament prophets. How does this fit with all the other countries? To which Ezekiel and the other prophets speak. Are these rabbit trails? Or are they central to God's plan? Now we just read the passage in both languages. And even as I'm reading it, I tell myself that I will need to come back and study it more closely. Because there's a lot I can't fit together. Well, this is the year that I want to do it. I don't want to give up until I really have a sense of how Jesus is revealed. In this sermon, we will barely scratch the surface. We will touch on four basic questions. First, does God have a missionary heart towards Egypt? Second, how does the judgment on Egypt relate to God's purpose for Egypt? And then three, how does judgment of any nation relate to the gospel of Jesus? And then finally, do we see evidence of Egyptians? And other non-Jewish people? Knowing God in the Old Testament. Now I'm just going to put a little piece in there. Knowing God has two different possibilities. You can know God as your Savior, or you can know God just that He exists, but He's not really your God. So we'll come back to that later. So question number one, does God have a missionary heart towards Egypt? Inspired scripture mentions Egypt or Egyptians over 700 times in the Old Testament.
在神启示的经文里面讲到埃及或者埃及人呢就是超过700次。
And nearly 30 times in the New Testament.
在旧约里面超过700次，在新约里面是差不多30次。
This lets us know that Egypt plays an important role.
那我们就知道埃及呢是有一个很重要的角色。
In God's purpose of redemption.
在神的拯救的计划里面。
Revelation 7, 9 through 12.
启示录七章九至十二节。
Would apply to Egyptians in a general sense.
是普通来讲是可以应用在埃及那里。
As it applies to all nations.
亦都是可以应用在所有的列国。
I'll go ahead and read the whole passage and then. After this, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation from all tribes and peoples and languages standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神，说：阿门！颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Isaiah 19:19-25 goes further to mention Egypt specifically.
咁喺以赛亚书十九章十九至廿五节咧，就更加嘅讲到埃及
as a country that at some point turns to God.
咁呢一个嘅国家咧，喺某一点就系转向神。
Let's read it. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, He will send them a savior and defender and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and worship with sacrifice and offering. And they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance.
当那日，在埃及地中必有为耶和华筑的一座坛，在埃及的边界上必有为耶和华立的一根柱，这就是要在埃及地为万军之耶和华做记号的证和证据。埃及人因为受人的欺压，哀求耶和华，他就差遣一位救主做护卫者拯救他们。耶和华必被埃及人所认识。在那日，埃及人必认识耶和华，也要献祭和供物敬拜他，并向耶和华许愿还愿。耶和华必击打埃及，又击打又医治，埃及人就归向耶和华。他必应允他们的祷告，医治他们。当那日，必有从埃及通亚述去的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人也进入亚述。埃及人要与亚述人一同敬拜耶和华。当那日，以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一律，使地上的人得福，因为万军之耶和华赐福给他们，说：埃及我的百姓，亚述我的手的工作，以色列我的产业都有福了。
So while our passage for today focuses on judgment,
所以我哋今日嘅经文就系专注喺审判。
It has to be seen in a larger context.
但系咧，要同一个喺一个更大嘅上文下命理里边去明白。
In which God's purpose for Egypt specifically,
就系神特别系对埃及嘅目的。
And all nations in general,
同埋普通嘅一般对所有嘅国家。
Is a missionary harvest.
就系一个宣教嘅收获。
Where a faithful remnant ends up being a huge multitude.
就系一班嘅忠心嘅余民。成为了众多的圣徒
A multitude of saints
就是众多的圣徒
Yes, God does have a missionary heart towards Egypt
没错神就是对埃及是有一个宣教的心
So we go to the second question How does the judgment on Egypt relate to God's purpose for Egypt?
那我们看第二个问题神对埃及的审判怎样跟神对埃及的目的有什么关系呢
Looking back at our passage in Ezekiel 30,
睇翻我哋以西结书三十章
we see an important phrase repeated.
我哋睇到有一啲重要嘅句子系重复嘅
It is a phrase that shows up over and over in Ezekiel.
喺以西结书里边重复咗好多次嘅
Then they will know that I am the Lord.
那时他们就知道我是耶和华
It appears in verse 8.
喺第八节。
It appears again in verse 19.
在19節再一次咁樣。
It actually appears again later on in that same chapter 30.
咁喺呢同一個第三十章裏邊都有繼續有咁樣講。
And this should blow our mind.
咁我哋應該睇得好清楚。
This phrase appears nearly 60 times in Ezekiel.
喺以西結書裏邊呢一句話重複咗六十次。
This needs to adjust our concept of judgment.
所以我们要调整我们对审判的概念。
It needs to make us not just think of punishment of sin, which indeed it is.
让我们不要只是想着这个是对罪的惩罚，实际上是又是。
But to see this equally important result,
但是要看这个同样的重要的结果就是。
That then they will know that I am the Lord.
让他们就知道我是耶和华。
Ezekiel 18:23 shows us that there are two destinies for people dependent on which way they know, and we mentioned this earlier.
咁以西结书十八章嗰度咧讲到，对，点样认识神嘅人咧，佢哋系有两个结局嘅。
One way is to know that God is the Lord as a fact.
咁就系有一个方法咧，就系知道，神系主系一个事实。
But not leading to repentance.
但系冇带佢去悔改。
The other way, which does bring pleasure,
另外一个方法咧就系系有喜乐。
Is to know that God is the Lord and then submit to Him in true repentance.
因为知道神系主，所以我哋喺真正嘅悔改里边顺服于佢。
Let's look at the text in Ezekiel 18:23.
咁我哋睇下以西结书十八章廿三节嗰度。
Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Oh, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live?
主耶和华说：恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道，存活吗？
Another important phrase that we see in our passage is found in verse 13.
咁另外一句好重要嘅。我哋睇到就系喺第十三节。
In verse 13, it says, "Thus says the Lord God, I will destroy the idols and put an end to the images in Memphis. There shall no longer be a prince from the land of Egypt. So I will put fear in the land of Egypt."
主耶和华如此说：我必毁灭偶像，从挪弗除灭神像，必不再有君王出自埃及地。我要使埃及地的人惧怕。
So part of knowing that God is the Lord,
我哋认识神系主嘅一部分
is knowing that all the false images and idols are a lie.
就系知道一切虚假嘅神像同埋偶像都系谎言嚟嘅
They are not the Lord.
他们不是主，不是神。
Deuteronomy 32:17 says, they sacrificed to demons that were no gods, to gods they had never known, to new gods that had come recently, whom your fathers had never dreaded.
申命記32:17講到，所祭祀的鬼魔並非真神，乃是素不認識的神，是近來新興的，是你列祖所不畏懼。
The purpose of God in judgment of Egypt
神要审判埃及的目的
is clearly twofold.
是很清楚，是有两方面的。
It punishes idolatry
就要惩罚偶像。
It also destroys the lie behind the idolatry.
另外就是要摧毁在偶像背后的谎言。
To clear the way for the truth.
是为真理开辟道路。
God is the Lord.
神是主。
And He alone is the Lord.
唯有祂是主。
Now we go to question three.
咁我哋睇第三个问题。
How does judgment of any nation relate to the gospel of Jesus?
对任何国家嘅审判同耶稣嘅福音有咩关系呢？
First of all, we have to see that our passage.
首先我们就要看我们这段经文。
It comes in a context where Ezekiel is commanded to prophesy.
是看到就是神要以西结去讲预言。
To many other nations besides Egypt.
除了埃及之外还有其他的国家。
Doing a little research into the countries.
那做一下小小的研究这些国家呢。
And regions.
还有这个地区呢。
Mentioned in Ezekiel.
是以西结这里所讲到的地方。
It's like Geography 101.
就是好像我们的初级地理课。
I don't know if you remember in the reading.
我不记得你有没有读过。
There are countries I don't really remember ever learning about.
那些国家呢我从来都没有想过学过的。
Lead. Foot.
Foot.
There's all these countries.
这些这样的国家。
That Ezekiel prophesies to.
以西结预言的这些国家。
In addition to Egypt.
是在埃及之外的。
God's judgment of each one of these countries.
神对每一个这些国家的审判。
Shows that what they do matters to him.
就是表明他们所做的事对神来说是重要的。
And that his desired outcome.
他所希望的结果就是
is that they know that God is the Lord.
让他们知道主是神。
If we go back to Genesis,
如果我们去翻睇翻创世记，
we see that there was a Pharaoh who knew Joseph.
咁我们睇到有一个法老系认识约瑟嘅，
and knew that Joseph's God was the Lord.
知道约瑟嘅神系神。
Judgment came in the book of Exodus.
咁喺出埃及记嘅时候就审判就临到。
To a different Pharaoh.
系临到一个唔同嘅法老。
Who refused to operate on that truth.
佢就拒绝根据呢个真理而行。
In chapter 12 of Exodus, we see two results.
咁喺第十二节章嗰度咧，我哋就睇到有两个结果。
The Pharaoh finally gives in and demonstrates that he knows that God is the Lord.
法老咧最终于咧都降服，而系讲出表现佢系知道啊主神系主。
He shows this by asking Moses to bless him.
因为佢要叫摩西去祝福佢。
Think about this.
谂下。
He says in verse 32, Exodus 12:32, Take your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also.
他是在出埃及记他这样说，也依你们所说的，连羊群牛群带着走吧，并要为我祝福。
Now we know that that Pharaoh did not believe God in a saving way.
咁我哋知道呢个法老认识神唔系得救。
But he does admit that God is the Lord.
但係佢係有承認神係主。
The second result was that not only Israelites were freed.
咁第二個結果咧，就係唔單止以色列人得到釋放。
But that a mixed multitude of non-Israelites joined the people of God.
而係有其他嘅閒雜人，唔係以色列人，係參與咗神嘅子民嘅行列。
Unlike this wicked Pharaoh.
唔同呢個嘅邪惡嘅法老。
They're knowing that God is the Lord.
佢哋認識神係主。
Could have been a saving faith.
應該可以成為一個得救嘅信心。
Earlier in Exodus 12, it gave the invitation.
喺出埃及記第十二章前一啲嘅時候講到有一個嘅邀請。
To people of any nation or culture to join the people of God.
就係任何國家同埋文化嘅人可以參加神嘅子民。
In the ordinances of circumcision and Passover.
就係神所設立根據神所設立嘅割禮同埋逾越節。
So the judgment on Pharaoh and the nation of Egypt.
所以對法老同埋對埃及嘅審判。
Actually opened the door to many Egyptians knowing.
就為咗好多嘅埃及人。
That God was the Lord.
開咗呢個門，讓佢哋可以認識神係主。
And many of them believed on him.
好多人亦都相信咗。
The fourth question.
第四個問題。
Do we see evidence of Egyptians and other non-Jewish people knowing God in the Old Testament?
咁我哋有冇睇到以色埃及人同埋其他唔係猶太人嘅人認識神咧？喺舊約裏邊。
Let's look at a few Old Testament quotes.
咁我哋睇下幾個舊約嘅聖經文。
Coming from non-Jewish people.
就係非猶太人講嘅。
So Genesis 41:38 through 40 is that first Pharaoh, and look what he says.
咁創世記41:38-40就係嗰個第一個法老，聽下佢講乜嘢。
Genesis 41:38 through 40 says. And Pharaoh said to his servants, Can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you.
法老对神仆说，像这样的人。有神的灵在他里面，我们岂能找得着呢？法老对约瑟说：神既将这事都指示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧。你可以掌管我的家，我的民必听从你的话。唯独在宝座上，我比你大。
Pharaoh recognizes that the spirit of God is in Joseph.
咁法老知道神嘅灵系喺约瑟身上。
And he trusts that this God of Joseph knows the future.
他亦都相信呢个约瑟嘅呢位神系知道将来嘅。
And has revealed it to the Pharaoh.
亦都将呢啲事向法老显现。
For the good of the Egyptians.
系为到埃及人嘅好处。
And many others.
同埋其他人。
So look for a second at Joshua 2:9-11.
咁另一度咧就喺约书亚记二章九节。
And said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction.And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God, in the heavens above and on the earth beneath.
对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你面前使红海的水干了， 并且你们怎样待约旦河东的两个亚摩利亚王西宏和俄，将他们进行毁灭。我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因你们的缘故，并没有一人有胆气。你们耶和华你们的神，本是上天下地的神。
So Rahab, a Canaanite prostitute.
所以这个迦南人的妓女拉合。
Turns to the one true God and believes.
转向这个唯一的真神，相信他。
And she joins their cause against her own people.
然后就同自己人相对，对抗，来参加，参与以色列人。
Let's see what happens in Ruth 1:16.
再睇下喺路德记一章十六节点咩事发生。
But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God."
路德说：不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
So Ruth, a Moabitess,
所以这个摩押人路德
trusts that Naomi's God,
相信拿俄米的神
is the true God,
是真神
and wants him as her God,
都想他成为他自己的神。
Let's look at 2 Kings 5:15.
我们再看下《列王记下》五章十五节。
Talking about Naaman.
讲到乃曼。
Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him, and he said, "Behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel. So accept now a present from your servant."
乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。
Now Naaman was a Syrian.
乃曼是亚兰人。
A renowned general.
是一个出名的元帅。
And we know that he had to go into the temple of Rimmon.
我们知道他要去到那个的殿里面。
So we know the Syrians had at least one other god, probably a lot, but they had the god Rimmon.
咁我哋知道，亞蘭人咧有好多神嘅，其中一個神咧就係 Rimmon。
And yet Naaman,
但係乃曼咧
says this god is the only true god.
就係話呢個神先係唯一嘅真神。
The god of Elisha,
就係以利沙嘅神。
Daniel 4:34。
但以利书四章三十四节。
And this is literally scripture written by Nebuchadnezzar.
咁呢一个咧就系尼布甲尼撒写嘅经文。
At the end of the days, I Nebuchadnezzar lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever, for His dominion is an everlasting dominion.And his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and he does according to his will among the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, "What have you done?"
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明福归于我，我便称颂至高者。赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国传到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的旨意行事，没人能拦住他手，或问他说：你做什么呢？
So Nebuchadnezzar, a Babylonian emperor,
这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒
recognizes God as the only sovereign God.
承认这个神是至高无上的。
His theology statement.
他的神学的这一段，这一段话。
Is a pretty accurate statement of the sovereignty of God.
是对这个掌管一切的神的一个很准确的描述。
We could go on and on with other Gentiles in the Old Testament.
咁我哋可以繼續喺舊約裏邊揾到好多嘅外邦人所講。
Who saw that God was truly the Lord?
佢睇到神係真神。
Of all creation.
係喺萬物之上。
And acted on that truth.
而係憑住呢個跟住呢個嘅真實嚟到行事。
Now let's jump to the present.
咁我哋睇翻當代。
Christ told his disciples that there would be a time of unprecedented trouble.
咁啊，基督話俾佢嘅門徒聽，會有一段前所未有嘅困難嘅時候。
And that it would be in conjunction.
呢個就係會連埋一齊嘅。
With the gospel of the kingdom being preached throughout the world.
就係同天國喺地上傳講嘅時候一齊發生。
So again, we see judgment.
咁我哋睇到審判。
And evangelism
together.
Let's read Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. God's merciful judgment is a testimony that the nations matter to him.
神怜悯嘅审判就系证明神对万国对神嚟讲系重要嘅。
That he wants them to know God is the Lord.
佢想佢哋知道耶和华是神。
That he wants this knowledge to overthrow all lies.
佢希望呢一个嘅知识可以推翻一切嘅谎言。
So that people would embrace the gospel of Jesus.
以致人可以接受耶稣基督嘅福音。
As Jesus is the king of that kingdom mentioned in Matthew 24:14.
因为耶稣就系马太福音24:14呢度所讲嘅天国嘅王。
So I have some questions for you.
咁我有啲问题要问你哋。
To consider in light of what we've studied this morning.
喺我哋神嘅今日我哋学习呢个神嘅话语嘅光照里边。
In what ways am I seeing God's judgment in world events?
我係點樣睇神嘅審判同埋呢個世界嘅事件呢？
And along with that,
跟住一齊嘅。
In what ways am I seeing God's judgment in my own life?
咁我係點樣睇神嘅審判喺我自己嘅生命裏邊呢？
Just a spoiler note.
就有少少嘅。讲少少。
Hebrews says that if we're not being judged, we're in trouble.
Hebrews. 希伯来书讲到，如果我哋神唔审判我哋咧，我哋有问题啦。
So being under God's judgment is a good thing. It means he cares about us.
所以神审判我哋咧，其实系好事，因为佢关心我哋。
So think about some of those things.
咁你谂下一啲嘅事。
And how that might be a comfort to you.
咁點樣可以成為你嘅安慰？
Okay, second question.
第二個問題。
What are some of the lies, both from the world?
有啲呢個世界有啲乜嘢嘅謊言？
And in my own life.
或者喺我自己生命裏邊。
That would deny that God, Jesus, is Lord and King.
係否認耶穌係主同埋王咧？
There's probably not any in this church, but in some churches I know there's lies that sneak in.
或者唔係喺你呢個教會，但係我知道有啲教會係有啲謊言係滲咗入嚟嘅。
One of the lies that I've heard a lot this time visiting the United States.
咁今次我嚟翻嚟美國咧，我聽到有好多呢一個嘅謊言。
There is no absolute truth.
冇絕對嘅真理。
You have your truth.
你有你嘅真理。
I have my truth.
我有我嘅真理。
They have their truth.
佢哋都有佢哋嘅真理。
But there's no absolute truth.
但係冇絕對嘅真理。
That is a lie that attacks the gospel.
呢個就係謊言，係攻擊福音嘅。
Question number three.
第三個問題。
Is God's missionary heart seen clearly in Scripture, driving your purpose and decisions?
咁對於神，我哋好清楚喺經文裏邊睇到神對宣教嘅心，有冇成為你嘅動力、生命嘅動力，或者你決定嘅目標嘅決動力咧
I'm excited that this church has had a lot of involvement in missions.
我好開心你教會有好多參與差傳嘅事。
Don't ever let that become a side, peripheral importance.
唔好讓呢樣嘢成為咗你哋嘅附件，唔係咁重要嘅。
Keep that in front of you always.
永遠都係擺喺你嘅前面。
I'm going to close in prayer.
我哋結束。
Thank the Lord for
我哋感謝主
His word.
為佢嘅話語。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我哋感謝你。
Your word is amazing.
你嘅話係何等嘅奇妙。
It's truth.
係真實嘅。
It's unchanging.
係不變嘅。
It was true in Ezekiel.
喺以西結嘅時候係真實。
It's true today.
為今天一樣真實。
And I just ask.
我求主。
That your Holy Spirit.
你嘅靈。
Would take these truths.
將呢啲嘅真理。
And put them deep into our hearts.
深深嘅擺喺我哋嘅心裏邊。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌基督名求。
Amen.